eternal plan. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Nowhere to walk up here. I know I walk. I carried my phone one time. I think I did 9,000 steps just in a service. No, my pants are dirty. My wife will yell at me. Gotta stay covered. You know, the book of Acts, it's the only chapter in the Bible that does not have the word love in it. And I love you guys too. But it's because it's not just reading and knowing about it, it's living it. The book of Acts is living epistle that goes forward into the world and with this amazing great commission. So we experience it. We don't just have to read it in a book. In Acts chapter 1, they were told to wait in the upper room for the promise. In Acts chapter 2, Peter preaches at Pentecost and the church is formed. In Acts chapter 3, a lame beggar is begging at the temple. And John and Peter say, "Silver and gold I have none, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk." It's amazing. And from that event, persecution was also born to the church. And many of the people that witnessed that event looked upon them to try to give them credit. And he said, "Why are you gazing upon us? This is that we didn't do this. It's like we could do this. Jesus did this." And they arrested them and threw them in jail. And chapter 4 then comes. And the whole council's there. They have, it says there were scribes and elders and priests and Alexander and John and, you know, all these men to accuse and to go after. And to find out, and they ask him this amazing question: by what power and by what name have you done this? By what authority, and who's going to get credit for this? And they said, "Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified." And they take a time out, take a little sidebar, and they said, "Oh, we got a problem." You know, that's what they basically came back and said. You know, and, you know, what are we going to do with them? Because we can't deny what just happened. We cannot deny it. So they tell them, "Listen, you can't preach in this guy's name no more." And amazing, they say, "Well, we can either obey God or obey what you're telling us to do, and I think we'll stick with God on this one." And they sent him away, and they went and told the others about what just happened and what took place. And it's really incredible because in their praising God during that time, in their prayers, they bring up Psalm chapter 2, verse 2, where it said kings, they prophesied that kings and kingdoms will come against the anointed Christ. And this was fulfillment of prophecy, that everything is against the Christ and the anointed one. And they used that event as the fulfillment of prophecy. And then in verse 5, I did say 5, right? Okay. So they pray for boldness, and that's an amazing prayer for us to pray for. You know, and we never fear the face of clay, because that's all it is. And it's amazing where people have boldness, and then after a period of time, it's like, what happened to that, and where did it go? It's because we don't continue to seek God and ask for amazing boldness. And chapter 5 is Ananias and Sapphira, and they're more problems and more confrontations, and they're thrown in jail again. And in verse 20, which is our verse, is the angel of the Lord came at evening and let them go. And he commanded them with this saying, and this is incredible. He says, the angel of the Lord says to Peter and John, he says, three things he says, go, stand, and speak. Go, stand, and speak. This is what he told them to do. And this is so much for us because, you know, we are called to go. This isn't where we hang out. We hang out there. We don't get used to the seat we're in. We're not here to keep it warm. We are to go. It's a great commission to go. It's a privilege to go. It's a command to go. This is what we are called for, is to go. It's part of what we teach, is to go. And then in your going, he says, then I want you to stand. And this speaks of our position. Wow. And as we go, we know who we are in Christ, wow, which enables us to stand against anything that comes against us as we go. Wow. And standing is just so amazing that we can stand in the finished work. We can stand in what Christ is accomplishing. Amen. And what he has done within our lives, we stand. It doesn't matter who comes against us. They're not rejecting us. They're rejecting Christ, and we get to stand against that. And then he said to speak. And this caused a little bit of issue, you know, even in my life early, and being discipled by Pastor Foster, and it came up to play a lot where I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what to speak. I don't know what to say. And when you don't know what to speak or don't know what to say, then you won't go and you won't stand. Mm. You'll dismiss yourself sometimes because of this fear that comes over us once in a while on what am I going to say? What if they reject me? What if I say the wrong thing? And we fight with this and we battle with this. But Matthew 10 says he will put the words within our mouth of what you are to say in that time. Mm-hmm. We have confidence in what the Holy Spirit is doing in my life, because all this is a work of the Holy Spirit. Because I'm not going to go on my own, and I can't stand in my own ability, and I don't know what to say in my own flesh. So I love those three things. And then it says this. So you're gonna go, you're standing, and you're going to speak. You're going to go to the temple, and you're going to say to the people, look at this next verse. You're going to say to the people all the words of this life. Wow. You're going to say all the words of this life. And think about this. You know, we are to speak the words of life. And in order to speak the words of life, we must receive life. Yeah. We have to receive first before what we speak. Mm-hmm. So Christ gives us life and we speak what he gives us. He keeps giving us, we keep receiving, we get filled, and it pours out. It pours out what he has poured in. And these are what are called the words of life. John 1:4, it says, in him was life, right? And that life was the light of men. And that light then shined in darkness. We have this light, this illumination to my thinking that teaches me about the life of Christ. And I'm just giving that same life. And, you know, in that life is liberty. In Galatians 5:1, in that life is forgiveness. In that life is mercy. In that life is grace. In that life is the Holy Spirit. In that life is Christ. Yeah. We now know what to speak, and we now know what to say, because Christ has freely given us life. Amen. 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 Praise Heavenly Father, thank you for your words. Thank you for this body. Thank you for your fellowship, the love of God that is poured out into my hearts in Romans 5:5. We love you today, and thank you, and bless the rest of our time and fellowship together in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.